Good morning, Symphony Church, and welcome to today's morning devotional. Today we'll be reading Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes, he does not keep silent. Before him is a devouring fire, around him a mighty tempest. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your fold, for every beast of the forest is mine. The cattle on a thousand hills, I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and perform your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my statutes or take covenant on your lips? For you hate discipline, and you cast my words behind you. If you see a thief, you are pleased with him. You keep company with adulterers. You give your mouth free rein for evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I have been silent. You thought that I was one like yourself. But now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. Mark this then, you who forget God, lest I tear you apart and there be none to deliver. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. In Psalm 50, God tells his people that he does not want their bulls or goats as sacrifices. He says, every beast of the forest is mine, for the world and its fullness are mine, reminding us that the world is already his. There is nothing we can give him that he doesn't have already, and instead of sacrificing worldly possessions, the Lord asks his people to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Reading this psalm, I was reminded of what my friend's mom prayed over me last month. She reminded me of how good the Father is, and at the end she told me, the best gift we can give our Father is just to be thankful. It was such a simple truth, but it's so often a truth that I lose sight of. I don't know if you can relate, but sometimes a simple act of thanksgiving is lost in the midst of everything I have to do. Whether that's school, work, or ministry, I so easily forget to just be still and remember who God is. The places that God calls me to, that he promises his Holy Spirit will carry me through, becomes tiring feats that I have to conquer in my own strength. When I forget to take time to reflect on God and his promises, work becomes about just grinding through the day, school becomes just about doing the best I can for the sake of success, and even serving becomes more about doing than loving the Lord. And even in all this, I can justify my actions saying that I'm trying to glorify him by doing the best in the places he's called me to. Growing up in a society that values results, requires us to provide for ourselves, and places our worth into what we can give, it's easy to lose sight of the Father's heart for us. But the truth is that there is nothing we have to prove or anything we have to do to earn his love. Our identity has already been secured through the blood of Christ. And as it says in Matthew chapter 6, the Father knows exactly what we need and he provides. I think another trap that we can fall into that causes us to lose thanksgiving is the lie that we have to provide for ourselves, plan for ourselves, and do everything ourselves. It's all about us and what we can do and what we have to do. But God has been reminding me this past month that one of his names is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. When we truly trust in the Father's heart for us and trust in this truth that he provides, that he loves us, that there is nothing we can do to lose his love, that's when true thanksgiving comes. In the last verse of this psalm, God says, the one who offers thanksgiving as a sacrifice glorifies me. Sometimes God doesn't want us just to serve more, to do more, or to even pray more, but he just wants us to look upon the person of Jesus and to say, thank you, Lord. Before anything else, God just wants us to know him and to love him, for he desires knowledge of God and steadfast love over sacrifice and burnt offerings. Right now, are there things that are holding you back from having a heart of pure thanksgiving? Are there sacrifices and burnt offerings that you've been giving to God that haven't come from the overflow of receiving his love? I don't know where you are in your walk with God recently, or maybe even who you are, but the Father cares for you. He cares for the smallest details that you think are insignificant in your life. He knows your every flaw, and he still understands you, and he loves you. He provides for every need spiritually, emotionally, and even physically. And because of who he is, we can just sit at his feet and give our praises to him. Let's take some time to sit in the presence of the Lord and just to reflect on his goodness. In this moment right now, what are you grateful for? It could be as simple as the meal you had yesterday, your bed, or even just the breath in your lungs. Each good thing that we have is a gift from our Father. So let's take the time to just talk with him and give thanks for who he is. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we thank you that you are so good to us and that your love is so sweet. Lord, let us not forget your character and who you are. Lord, may we never lose our awe and our wonder at what you did on the cross, Jesus, at what the gospel is. And Lord, before we come to your altar and we give you our burnt offerings, Lord, will we first offer to you our sacrifice of thanksgiving. Lord, would you humble us that we would truly be able to see you in the fullness of your glory and wonder, and would everything that we offer you come from the overflow of joy and thanksgiving that comes from knowing you and living life with you. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Lord, would our hearts simply desire to honor you, and would our praises and thanksgiving truly glorify you alone. Holy Spirit, would you come and set our hearts apart, Lord. So we thank you, God, for who you are. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray.